Hi, this is a question for patient Cecile Tillman, CECILLYTILLMAN. Date of birth is 6/7/1990. Date of accident is 3/21/2025. Date of service 2/18/2026. The patient has the usual complaints of headaches, dizziness, a vision problem due to her brain trauma, as well as pain in the lower back. Pain in the neck is not reported, and the lower back pain is around 8 at this time. And the patient do report 100% recovery most of the time. The patient has not come for her facet joint injections that were visible from MRI or SI joint injection for the right side that are advised to her, and she has not come. She has not provided consent to get those done. Occasionally, she has a radiation of pain to the right leg, posteriorly and anteriorly, and even in the right arm occasionally, but no neck pain is reported. Overall, the pain is 8. ADLs are affected 8. 80 to 90% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review, additional history, substance abuse and compliance history, physical examination. Remains the same from previous visit of 1/6/2020-60302-002, blood pressure 104 over 66, pulse 104, pulse ox is 100%. The patient is provided with the following medication to continue: Celebrex for healing, 200 mg a day, Orotram 50 mg PRN for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR for mood, Xanax is provided for anxiety, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain, headaches, Lunesta is for sleep, Medigesic is provided for headaches, and Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Physical therapy continues once a week. At this time, home therapy has been advised. Patient is released to part-time work 8 hours, 7 days, 5-pound lifting limit, housework, replacement services, and transportation has been added. Thank you. Patient has been ordered a MRI of cervical and thoracic spine, as she was complaining of pain in the thoracic region in the sternum area, and it is just to exclude the injury to the thoracic spine. Cervical spine MRI was never done, and it has been added as a additional, just to make sure there's no issue with the cervical spine, since she has a constant headache which is occipital based. Thank you.